The black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. The Americans, they're making it crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network. And now here's your host.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Robinson, a.k.a. President Zen One, and today we have a very special interview. Since the beginning of this podcast, this journey, I have been noting it to you people. I've been explaining this. We're building a database of alien encounters, UFO files, as we continue to also cover the news and other topics in the alternative media. That being said, today's episode is monumental. It's a milestone. This is my very first guest that is an actual abductee of alien encounters. And not only that, not only is it an abductee, it is a female abductee, a beautiful woman, and they abducted her, and they did some unspeakable things to her. They even went as far as taking her eggs. I wish it wasn't so. Unfortunately, I have to say those words. They took her eggs. For what? Scientific purposes. And to recreate hybrid humanoids descend to Earth. Like, we've gotten into this earlier in other episodes. You're just going to have to, if you're a new listener, check out past episodes and keep listening to future episodes to subscribe. We've been going into this. Eisenhower sold us out to the Greys back in 1947. He arranged a clandestine meeting with the Greys that were detained at the Roswell crash in Roswell, New Mexico, in the United States. These extraterrestrial beings that we call and that are classified by even the highest government officials as Greys, the Greys, they are still here on Earth. We've arranged with them. He has sold us out to them and arranged in Project Serpico to, in exchange for technology that has made our lives so much more, a greater quality to our life with this new technology. There's so many great new technologies. They're making hoverboards. They're increasing the natural resources and magnetic fields. So, and also with aircraft. So, in exchange for technology from them, they required the ability to be able to abduct at will anyone. They do have PACs guaranteeing members of government and Congress and people of positions of power. That's pretty much an unspoken rule that they won't abduct those people, but they have free will to abduct anyone. They have the license to abduct. And, I mean, what more can you say? This has been a theory or a conspiracy theory since decades. This is nothing new that I'm bringing to you. I'm not claiming this is a new idea. I'm a proponent of this idea. I believe that he sold us out. Eisenhower sold us out for the technology that advanced the greater good. Yes. Yes, that's great. But now all the people that have been abducted, though, they have been traumatized and their lives have been torn apart. So, for those of you that don't even think, so you're coming with preconceived notions of how this interview is going to go, your mind will be blown because this person checked out. I checked their references. I don't want to list their references, but they all checked out, and this person is completely telling the truth. That, I will vouch for her that she's telling the truth.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Government should be afraid of their people.
Our government was responsible for the deaths of almost 100,000 people. You really want to know?
Party members have been murdered, Chief Inspector.
We're interrupting your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us. Just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, for the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put them in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you.
I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
You're listening to Black Helicopter News. This is a special report.
All right, so first time I was placed on a ship was during a dream. And during my dream, I had seen this place, had a huge elevator, was very, like, silver everywhere. looked very rounded, and I was led into this place that looked like a daycare center. And in there were five children that looked different. Some of them had big eyes, some of them looked more humanoid, some of them had less hair or less fingers or extra fingers. And there were other humans there, and they were cuddling with these babies. There was a woman in a rocking chair, I remember, and she was holding this baby. And I had recognized three of the babies as one of my friend's children and two of them as mine. I started cuddling with them and holding them and treating them like almost like I was there. But I was also like knew that I was part of like this, like I was the teacher for this program. Like I had to stay there with those five kids. And so I had several dreams with those kids. So then after that happened, and I wandered into this room that was a plant nursery, and I love plants, so I figured I'll just go in. When I went in, it was very odd. I mean, there were a whole bunch of potted plants. They were fluorescent in color, and they had eyes, like human eyes on them, like several eyes, and I don't remember, I didn't count, but they just had a lot, and it was creepy. And they had a different kind of consciousness than our plants do here on Earth. They were more human-like in consciousness. So they did have their own language. It was a very high-pitched squeaking sound. I don't understand what they were saying. I do know that wherever I went in the room, they would turn and look. And that was creepy. And I didn't understand them, and I was really scared. I remember being very terrified, and I ran out of the room screaming, and I have not been allowed in that room again since. They moved me since then to older kids. They were about 14, 15, I know some are 17, 18, to a place that for whatever reason I thought I was in Hawaii. But again, it was in a silver ship-like setting. And they locked me in this room with these five boys and said, you need to do something with them. You can't come out until they are normal, because if they go to Earth, they will get arrested. They won't be understood here. And I didn't have any idea. I just looked at one boy, and I knew for a fact that he was my son. And that was, I remember like, well, I don't know what to do. I've never worked with, you know, kids that are kind of emotionally disturbed, I guess. And these were hybrid emotionally disturbed kids, and they had, they don't like authority. So then about 6 months later, I wound up finding myself teaching at a school, which was a ridiculously easy interview and easy everything. In fact, I don't even remember sending a resume to them. They called me and they said that I sent a resume to them and for me to come. And I got the job right away, and they, with no experience with emotionally disturbed children. And it was for an all-boys school for emotionally disturbed boys. And when I went into the classroom, I recognized at least five of those boys as boys in that group. And the one boy who I recognized as my son on that ship, I recognized there as my son, and he recognized me. So I thought that was strange, and I did recognize some of the others, and there was one boy that kept saying, I know you from the ship, you're the lady from the ship, which I often hear as a teacher, which is weird, but I also taught at a preschool, and I recognized two of the boys that were preschoolers on that ship. And they both, as soon as they came in, said, hey, you're the lady on the ship. So what I'm finding is I'm being placed in areas where I've already met the kids on the ships, as well as they are here. So they have incarnated. I believe they're being taken at the same time to spend some time on the ships with me before I see them in the physical here.
Very interesting. Yeah. Some people's minds may be blown. Psychic Spirit Cove,
yeah,
as we're talking.
My friend Angel's there. I have to say hi.
Okay, we'll say hi. It's going to take a time out, folks.
Hello.
Just did the ayahuasca ceremony last night.
More than 14 hours. Where did you do it?
Up in North Jersey, there's a little small community that does it.
I had no idea about that. That's awesome.
It's like a secret society. Like, if they pick you, you go in.
Ooh. Well, that's how all things happen.
Yeah, because it's like, if people find out, it's like they could get shut down.
True.
Hi, how are you? Hello.
Hi. I remember seeing you. I came here one other time. Yeah, so I just happened to be walking by. Yeah, we're doing like a little thing. Cool.
Congrats on your little initiation.
Thank you. Thank you. That was really wonderful.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful. It's amazing.
She got a puja mantra.
I was initiated into a mantra, and I got a spiritual move. Where's Michael? Just hanging around?
No, he's working finally.
Ah.
There's a God.
So true. Huh.
All
right, well, I just came in to say hi.
No problem. Nice to see you.
Yeah, I'll see you again. I'm sure we'll have to do dinner.
Okay, let him know.
Yeah, I'll tell Elizabeth.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Pleasure.